listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin again coming at you from the Key of Awesome podcast. Today's episode is going to be about an original song that brings me back to the period of time that I wrote it. So I don't know about any of you other musicians out there, but there are certain songs and certain moments in time that you just kind of want to capture. And it's almost like taking a photograph or capturing something on film in a more visual form, but we're just doing it in audio form. So out of all the songs I've written over the past 15 years or so, there's one that continually brings me back to that period of time when it was written. That song is called Lock It. Some of you might know the song as Turnaround, which is Martha Wilson's take on the song. When I was in their band from 2009 to 2011, the guys liked it so much they wanted to do their own version of it, and I was totally cool with it. In fact, I was honored that they wanted to do so. It took on a whole new meaning and shape of its own by allowing other musicians to add their creative energies to it. Plus, someone else singing the lead vocals allowed me to step back and really enjoy the ride and add some tasteful harmonies that weren't in the version I wrote on my own. Lock It is a special song to me. It's a song that traveled with me from New Jersey to New Hampshire to Ohio and back to New Jersey again. It was a very intense time in my life where I moved to New Hampshire to help a friend from college in a time of dire need. What I didn't know at the time was how much it would shape the rest of my 20s and even into my 30s. Long story short is, this friend had major psychological issues which were brought on from horrific childhood events I won't dive into here. Just know that they were pretty awful and not anything I would wish on anyone. I'm sure the scenes from these events kept playing like a never-ending movie in this person's mind, so it must have been so hard to escape this kind of mental torture without heavily medicating, both prescribed in the form of pills and self-directed, as in alcohol and drugs. Countless therapist and psychiatrist sessions, many sleepless and then sleep-filled nights, thanks to Klonopin. Later, I was witnessing a friend at their lowest. It was heartbreaking. Call it a downward spiral, an evil cycle of dependency and self-doubt and injury, or just plain insanity, this was someone else's nightmare that quickly became my own. Some days were great when they were on cloud nine. Everything was peachy, super happy, excited about life, wanting to take on the world. And other days, and these other days happened more than being on cloud nine, the thought of getting out of bed was too much to handle. To me, it seemed very bipolar and manic depressive in nature, but I didn't really know much about either of these conditions at the time. And even though I went there with the intention of helping, many days I felt helpless. I couldn't help but dwell on the fact that I willingly took on the burden, I willingly left my life in service of someone else. In short, I was in way over my head. I'm not a doctor and would never claim to know how to truly help this person in the clinical sense, but I couldn't just sit on the sidelines and let them suffer without knowing there was someone out there who cares about them outside of family. The scariest and honest realization for me was that unless someone is willing to help themselves, to love themselves first by seeking out help, no matter what you do, it will almost always fall short. As painful as that realization was for me, it was something I had to learn the hard way, if you will. This whole experience opened my eyes to a whole new way of establishing and maintaining relationships with people in the world and putting on your best self to be as empathetic and compassionate as possible. So this is what this song is about. The lyrics, the melody of the music and vocals, the intimate verse and more powerful chorus, everything about this song puts me back on the second floor of the house I stayed at while in New Hampshire. Every time I perform this song in public, I know my mood changes. The whole vibe of the room changes. It's like I go into a completely different place. I can feel myself more focused and in the moment, and I tend to get lost in the music by closing my eyes and visualizing that time of my life. It's as if I'm able to relive that experience in the present moment and in a very real way. It brings clarity. It brings a sense of intensity. It brings feelings out that have been dormant for a long time. In essence, it brings out the full and open humanity in me and in all of us, for better or worse. I can now sit back in that time and smile, knowing I try my best to be there for this person when they really needed someone besides family. I quit my job in New York, left all my friends and family, lived with them for 3 months. Those 3 months felt like an eternity. Time slowed, and the more the days went by, the deeper I went down the rabbit hole into this person's darkest days. This song, Lock It, is my best attempt at capturing that time period into 4 minutes. And the idea of turning a seemingly impossible mountain to climb into a moment of triumph and making a positive out of a negative and fostering hope throughout the ballad seemed not only appropriate but necessary. Now, to this day, the person I tried to help does not know that the song is about them. I'm just trying to keep it as anonymous as possible. I would never want to put someone's name out there without them knowing that it was about them, and if it was okay that I wrote this song to begin with and then shared it with everybody and then told this whole story. Any of you songwriters out there or musicians or even non-musicians, just us people as human beings, if you have any songs that make you feel sort of this way, please feel free to share it in the comments, as I love hearing about original songs taking on shapes you never thought they could and bringing you right back to the moment in time of when it was written. Music is so amazing. It has the ability to do that for us. It helps us escape. It helps us be in the present moment and not worry about anything else. And in today's world of gadgets and gizmos and various technology and apps and everything trying to distract us from what's really important in life, it's the communication and relationships we have with people that are the most important. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Have a great day, guys.
any younger. Standing here, and now be a good time to look in the mirror. You can see we're growing older, year by year. Sing over and over, soon disappears. Holding back something that seems so cold. It can even mean nothing, but no one knows. Until we go out there with open arms, we may never know cold hands. It's a warm heart. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Right here, and now will be a good time to face your fears. You can see where I stand still, and it's so clear. We're close enough to fall through, you were far too near. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Tell me you want more for you and me. We need to stick together through thick and thin, through the stormy weather. Wars, peace will win. We'll wear green skies and they will cover it. But to the beautiful blue eyes, and now they see and we see. Something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
Hey guys, how are you? This is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music podcast today. Happy New Year. Happy 2018 to everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful end of 2017 and are off to a great start this year. Today's topic is about public domain songs. So the topic actually is the beauty that is public domain. So just for some definitions, so everybody can kind of get an idea of what this is and why it's so important. The legal term public domain refers to works whose exclusive intellectual property rights have expired, have been forfeited, have been expressly waived, or are inapplicable. For example, the works of Shakespeare and Beethoven and most of the early silent films from the
10s, 20s, and 30s, 40s, whatnot, are all now in the public domain by either being created before copyrights existed or by their copyright term expiring. This term came into play in the mid-18th century. So there are three conditions that a song would fall into that would meet the public domain requirement. 70 years after the song was written, if it was written before February 15th, 1972, sorry. Number two is 95 years after the song was written, if it was written after February 15th, 1972, or 120 years from the year of creation. So, songs that are basically really old or are written by somebody a long time ago would be in the public domain. So you don't have to secure a license for the right to record and reproduce, mass-produce, distribute, or sell public domain songs from the original composer once a song goes into the public domain. If a song isn't in the public domain, you would like to record a version of it and sell it, you need to get in touch with the Harry Fox Agency. They have resources to secure a mechanical license to do so, but it will cost you a little bit of money. It's not really that much. It's about 9 cents for every single CD you want to press. So think about if you want to press 500 CDs, it's going to be maybe $45 to pay for a license for a particular song you want to cover if it's not in the public domain. But this is why so many artists doing their own version of Christmas songs. You see so many of them now, because many of them are in the public domain and they don't have to worry about asking anyone's permission to record it. They can just do their own version, put it on a CD, sell it, all is good in the world, and they get to reap the benefits. So just essentially, most Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Michael Jackson songs have the ability to fall in the public domain as early as 2067. It's about 50 years from now. Some of Elvis and Johnny Cash songs would fall in the public domain as early as 2042. It just depends on when they were written, if they were before the 1972 sort of deadline. So here are some songs that fall into the public domain, just so you're aware. And if you're an artist and you want to go into this and are interested in recording public domain songs, just some ones that are really popular that I had looked up. Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the one from the seventh inning stretch baseball you hear. Amazing Grace, Ode to Joy, and basically all songs from classical composers like Bach, Beethoven, Mozart, Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, and many, many more. The Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem. Danny Boy, the traditional Irish ballad. You Are My Sunshine, This Old Man, Casey Jones, Let Me Call You Sweetheart, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, You're a Grand Old Flag. And here, the next few are a bunch of Christmas songs that are in the public domain, and there are many others, but these are the most popular ones that I found. Silent Night, Deck the Halls, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Joy to the World, Jingle Bells, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Very, very cool. I am really intrigued by all of this. It's definitely something that I've gotten into with the people that I work with in developmental disabilities. They are, you know, they know a lot of these songs just because they've listened to them from childhood and just over and over and over repetition. So in order for us to like get some of our own individuals' musical skills and abilities and showcase them to the public and not have to worry about paying for anything and doing it on the cheap, I just find public domain songs that are popular. For instance, we just did a bunch of Christmas songs this time around maybe a few weeks ago at a really cool studio in Mount Holly, and we used a bunch of these public domain songs. We didn't have to worry about paying for a license for any of them. We just recorded our own versions of them, put them up on a Bandcamp page online, and kind of showcase the fruits of our labor from what we do in music programs. Pretty cool. So for more information on songs that are in the public domain, you could check out pdinfo.com. That's pdinfo.com. And you'll find a list, huge list of songs, Christmas and non-Christmas songs, just ones that are written a really long time ago that are in the public domain, where you can do your own versions of, and you don't have to worry about kind of stealing someone's copyright by accident if you didn't mean to. And then you'd be smooth sailing. You don't have to worry about anything else. Just go in the public domain website and see if a song that you're interested in, it falls into that. That's it for today. Just wanted to talk about public domain. It's really important to kind of get why they're in the public domain and kind of the rules about it and, you know, which songs are in there. So it's pretty cool. Definitely something to look more into if you're an artist that wants to do songs and that people are familiar with, if you're an up-and-coming artist, and even if you're an established artist, you know, it's a great market to get into. So this is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to when you're lost at sea. I'll cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. Anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Life juice. Cause that's what friends are for. Life juice. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. You tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thin. You know that I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. While you're empty pain, push you right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life juice. Life juice. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Your empty pain, push you right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life juice. That's what friends.